she done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you're fooling with, she ain't no good for you. But that's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right now, Mama. Any way you do.
Yeah.
Then you won't be bothered with me hanging round your door. But that's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right now, Mama. Any way you do.
One more time.
Yeah, that's all right.
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 Nobody to notice it. Can I cry if I want to? No one cares. Why can't I pretend that you love me again? Build my world apart.
a cup of coffee for starting off the day. Just a little loving when the world is yawning makes you wake up feeling good things are coming. Early in the morning, that little extra something to kind of see them through. Nothing turns the day on, really gets it dawning, like a little bit of loving from some loving someone like you.
Oh, right there, Dusty Springfield with just a little lovin' from her wonderful record, Dusty in Springfield, or Dusty in Memphis, I should say. This is WMFO in Medford, and we have all kinds of great music lined up, 855-915-9636. If you want to hear anything in particular, I will play it just for you, and we'll be back in just a moment.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO in Medford. And I like that last song so much. We're going to carry on with a little more of Dusty Springfield right here. Check it out.
Can I cry a little bit? There's nobody to notice it. Can I cry if I want to? No one cares. Why can't I pretend that you love me again? All I have me. Now I'm crying tears that never come me. Just one smile, pain's forgiven. Just one kiss, the hurt's all gone. Just one smile to make my life worth living. A little dream to build my world. Say all the things I want to say. If some way you could see what's in my heart.
know it may sound funny, and people everywhere running out of money. We just can't make it by ourselves. It is cold and the wind is blowing. We need something to keep us going. Mr. President,
like Andrea Bocelli, you know, or I never saw myself necessarily as a romantic figure, to where and the vast repertoire of songs is love songs. 95% of them throughout history have been that. That's what people like. But at some point, I grew bored with, even before I started recording, with writing that type of song. I remember it very well. I was writing a song for Frank Sinatra Jr. and it was called Susie or something. And I couldn't take it. I mean, because I had read books and I didn't know why we shouldn't have the same latitude a short story writer has. We still don't have it. I mean, no one does it much. But so I wrote Simon Smith, and I remember that was the first really odd kind of song like that I wrote. And then I continued most of my repertoire. They're not love songs, which is highly atypical for any songwriter outside of, you know, people who write for Sesame Street. In some way, I've written sort of third-person songs for almost my whole writing career. It's I'm in character with many of them. I don't think it's the best medium for that kind of work, necessarily, because people are used to, from me to you, you know, to that type of direct expression. Maybe the medium is better for that, possibly. You know, for, you know, when you're going 80 miles an hour on the freeway, you're not necessarily going to notice irony, you know. I mean, oh, that's ironic. I don't know whether I'd notice myself, but it's what I choose to do. And my best songs, I can see characters in it. And by the diction of the singer, what he says, the words he knows and how he says it, the audience can tell what he's like, what it's about, you know. I generally think the audience is not, they recognize themselves in these people. I don't see that. I think audience is a little better than the people I write about usually.
I'm a maniac.
Scrapers with The Time Is Right. And if you want to have your song played on my show, just send your song to me. Send it to Vin Magazzini, care of WMFO, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Again, it's Acoustic Sailing, WMFO, care of Vin Magazzini. That's MAGANZINI, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. And right now, here's a song. I'm sure you know it. I know it. You know it. We all love it. But it's from, delivered to you from someone you probably didn't know enjoyed The Man in Black. Check this one out.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down. Living in a hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the times. I wear the black for those who never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Well, you think he's talking straight to you and me. Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose. In our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. And just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back. Out front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose battles left them cold. I wear the black and mourn for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, the Lord was on their side. I'll wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we're all on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know. And things keep changing everywhere you go. But so we start to make a move, to make a few things right. You'll never see me wear a suit of white.
Franklin right there with a natural woman, and we'll miss very much Aretha Franklin. She was an amazing singer. We'll also miss John McCain. He was an amazing leader. And right now, I'm going to carry on with a wonderful song. This is something jazzy, but it's something that is undeniably great. Check it out. This is WMFO in Medford.
Johnny Steve, please.
91.5 WMFO Medford. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
If today baby's Clementine and the mama's Clementine. Oh, wouldn't we have a time, baby? All I would need, my little sweet ride, just to pass the time away. To pass the time away. He's banking hard, foot bottom, around my door, all around my door. He's banking hard, foot bottom, around your daddy's door. It keeps me with a rambling mind right on. Every old place I go, every old place I go. I can tell the wind is rising, the leaves trembling on the tree, trembling on the tree. I can tell the wind is rising, leaves trembling on the tree. All I need, my little sweet woman, and to keep my company.
Oh yeah, Hellhound on my trail. Robert Johnson right there. We heard a little bit of jazz, a little bit of stomping rock. We heard Janis Joplin and Bruce Springsteen. We heard all kinds of stuff. And let's move it up to the 21st century with this one. This is the Minor Premieres, and I hope you like it. This is WMFO in Medford. Keep it locked, commercial-free radio.
Back of the ride, out of your head. You don't
join the book club. As an introductory offer, we'll send you the following books absolutely free. Eat, Run, Stay Fit, and Die Anyway. How to Seem Intelligent. There's Big Money in Staying Put. Peace of Mind by Losing Complete Control for 16 Hours a Day. Your Thighs Control Your Life. How to Fillet a Panda. Rid Yourself of Doubt. Or should you? Chances are your sister's full of shit. How to Give Yourself a Complete Physical Without Getting Undressed. 64 Good Reasons for Giving Up Hope. Why Jews Point. 100 Dead People Nobody Misses. Backpacking for Shut-Ins. My Dog is a Real Fruit. Your Shoes Are Worth Money. Reorganizing Your Pockets. What to Wear on the Toilet. 124 Simple Exercises for the Teeth. The Stains in Your Shorts Can Indicate Your Future. Tips on Getting Laid. Self-Mutilation as an Attention Getter. 600 Ways to Give People the Shaft. Tremble Your Way to Fitness. You give me 6 weeks and I'll give you some disease. And if you join today, we'll send the following books absolutely free. Poems for the Insane. A Treasury of Poorly Understood Ideas. Apartment Hunting for Devil Worshippers. A complete list of all the things that are still pending. And these books on food are yours. The Intravenous Cookbook, The Meaning of Corn. Fill Your Life with Croutons. The Food Coloring Diet. Cooking for the Paralyzed. Cooking with Heat. And if you join today, we'll send the following books absolutely free. Controlling Fear Without Getting Frightened. Things No One Can Help. Understanding People You'll Never Meet. 6 Ways to Fuck Up Before Breakfast. Marriage for One. I Suck, You Suck. Let's Change the Alphabet. Famous Bullshit Stories. Sport Fishing with Power Saws. Why Hawaii and Norway Are Not Near Each Other. And if you join today, we'll send the following books absolutely free. A List of People Who Mean Well. Don't Throw Away Your Old Skin. 10 Things We Don't Know Yet. Caring for the Seated. The Wrong Underwear Can Kill. Trotting Across Zaire. Why It Doesn't Snow Anymore. The Complete List of Everyone's Personal Effects. 6 Cities No One Has Ever Been To. I Gave Up Hope and Died and It Worked. Famous People Who Were Wiry. The Lives of 6 Extremely Short Saints. Anime Wong's Tits Are Made of Aluminum. And if you join today, we'll send the following instruction books absolutely free. How to Do Everything at Once. How to Give People Your Best Regards. How to Spoil Other People's Fun. How to Kill a Rat with an Oboe. How to Organize a Tupperware Gangbang. How to Wave Goodbye Without Moving Your Arms. How to Spot Truly Vicious People in Church. How to Get Back from Boston. How to Lease Out the Space Inside Your Nose. How to Get a Tan with a Flashlight. How to Start a Range War. How to Spot a Creep from a
How
Distance.
How to Get Back
How to Give a King
from
a
Boston.
Really Hard Time.
I love that one. This is WMFO in Medford. It's time for the rundown.
Unbearable pain into extra income. So call now, right now. Join the book club today.
And listen to WMFO 91.5, WMFO.org. And it's time for the rundown. Okay, on today's Acoustic Ceiling, starting at 5 o'clock, we heard the following. We heard Merle Haggard with That's All Right, Mama from My Farewell to Elvis, Blood, Sweat, and Tears were in there with Just One Smile from Child is Father to the Man, Dusty Springfield gave us Just a Little Lovin' from Dusty in Memphis. Then it was also another one by Dusty Springfield called Just One Smile, from Dusty in Memphis. We heard Randy Newman with a song called Mr. President from the Forrest Gump soundtrack. Half Pint gave us some wonderful reggae. We heard Don't Try to Use Me from Classics in Dub. The Thigh Scrapers sang The Time is Right from the Thigh Scrapers EP. Mark Allman, that's right, it's Mark Allman from Tainted Love fame, gave us Man in Black from Till Things Are Brighter, a tribute to Johnny Cash. Sonny Rollins gave us wonderful jazz, a song called St. Thomas from Saxophone Colossus. Jimbo Mathis was in there with Gringo Man, Gringo Man was a song from an album called Band of Storms. We heard a bit of the Grateful Dead. We heard the Grateful Dead doing The 11 from Live Dead that went into Janis Joplin's Raise Your Hand off of Janis. And we heard Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band's version of Raise Your Hand from 1975 to 1985. Robert Johnson gave us Hellhound on My Trail from Standin' at the Crossroads. Minor Premieres were in there with Oh My My from the Oh My My single, their first one. That's an Australian band, by the way. I played Prince, a song called Kiss from the hits, the B-sides, mainly because I think that's a great vocal. I really think his version of Kiss by Prince is just a wonderful vocal. Aretha Franklin was in there with A Natural Woman, And George Carlin ended the whole shebang up with Join the Book Club from A Place for My Stuff. I'm Vin Magazzini. We are 91.5 WMFO and Acoustic Ceiling. We're known for playing the best variety of yesterday and today. I'll see you all next week. It's going to be the world of Merle Haggard, and I'm really looking forward to it. I hope you tune in. Rachel Rubin will be here live on the air. This is WMFO Medford.